A word for you from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. We have looked at this important point regarding discipline, and then last time regarding endurance, we called into an endurance race. If you remember, we spoke about that marvelous story of Cliff Young, now a national hero in Australia, who ran the ultra marathon from Melbourne to Sydney, and he won it by a distance or time of 9 hours ahead of the nearest runner. A few other points that I didn't mention. He started in his boots, but along the way, when Adidas began to see that he was going to win, they sponsored him and gave him proper running gear. The point was endurance. Now, here's part of endurance. It is for discipline that you have to endure. It speaks previously about not becoming weary or faint-hearted, remembering that as we struggle against sin, we have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. In other words, we haven't yet died. But it also indicates that we need to rather die than sin. And then it goes on to another point, that part of this endurance is the enduring of God's discipline. Now, it does say that no one enjoys discipline, and during that time of discipline, it's obviously not enjoyable. But the Lord reminds us in these verses, both before it and afterwards, that it is a fatherly, loving discipline. And that is why we are called to endure. Sibiziwe bazalwane ukuphikelela kulo umncintiswano lowo. Ngoba uNkulunkulu usiphathe njengamandodana akhe. Awukho ubaba ongajezisi amadodana akhe. Whether you're a girl or a boy, father, mother, grandfather, grandmother, God treats you as sons. In other words, he uses discipline on his sons not to cast them out, but so that they would remain on track. And it's all part of the theme of running this long distance race, this endurance race. And we need to know that when God disciplines us, it's never pleasant for the moment. But remain encouraged, for it says that you are experiencing a father's love. And it proves, in fact, that you're not an illegitimate child, but God is using various experiences to discipline you so that you would share in his holiness, as it says later on.